Hello all, this is your host Darius.
Hey, and I'm Joanne.
And we welcome you guys back to Couples Chat. So this is episode 5 of Couples Chat, and this is going to be a conflict series. The first part of the series is the importance of conflict. The second would be how to address conflict, and we get into an acronym of SPIRIT. And part 3 is how to make conflict work for you. We're very excited about this because we feel as though that this is going to be a different spin on how we do our normal podcast. It's not just going to be episode by episode. This is going to actually take up 3 episodes. I feel like this is going to be great because a lot of people view conflict differently. And I think conflict is one area that people shy away from. So I feel like we're getting into the nitty gritty of things and addressing how we view conflict and the importance of it.
I would agree. I'm very excited about the series. One, because it is our first series. So please make sure you're tuning in to not just this episode, but our next 2, because they are all going to fall in line like dominoes, one after the other. And in order to get the full picture of how we feel about conflict, how we view conflict, how we work our way through conflict, how conflict works for us and benefits us, you have to listen to all 3 episodes. So just sit back, relax, and hopefully something we say, we mention, you can use, you can take forward into your relationship, and it sparks conversation between you and your partner around conflict, and you guys start to dig a little deeper into that. So let's get started here, babe. Let's go ahead and first discuss why we each believe conflict is so important to a relationship.
For me, conflict is so important to a relationship because it's a way of learning yourself. Conflict is very important to me, again, because you learn yourself, you learn your partner, and I feel like it's unavoidable, and I feel like it makes a relationship stronger to me.
I agree. To me, conflict is so important in a relationship because it is how you know that you're on the right track. And I say that because at different points in your relationship, at different points in your life, you're going to grow and things are going to change. No one's going to stay the same as they were when you first met, as when you first got married. So if you are experiencing some type of conflict, all it really means is that you and your partner aren't seeing eye to eye. You have a different viewpoint on a situation or a topic or what have you. And it just lets you know that there's room for growth. There's room for you to get better as a couple. There's room for you to get stronger as a couple. So although a lot of people don't want to have conflict in their relationship and they view conflict as arguing and being bad and bickering and it's a negative, it can truly be used to just better, as Dara said earlier, yourself. You learn more about yourself, you learn more about your partner, and it gives you a chance to look at something from a different perspective, from a different view, and better yourself, better your partner, better your marriage, better your relationship. Yeah. So conflict can just, I believe it is a great tool for growth in any relationship. So it's kind of a backwards way of thinking because a lot of people view it as such a negative thing. It's something that's completely bad. But Darius and I are here to open up this conversation so that people can view conflict the way we view conflict. It's something that's not negative. It's a place for growth, as an opportunity to grow, and as a sign that you are on the right track, because that means that you each are growing and individually you want to grow in the same direction. So it's only right that you have to have these gut checks or these course corrections to make sure that you're both aligned and on the same path. So that's why I think it's important.
Conflict is healthy. You know, it's healthy for the relationship. It's because I feel like trying to avoid conflict, it's unreasonable.
It's counterproductive.
Exactly.
It's like, and it's unreasonable. Exactly. You're going to have conflict. You're going to have an issue with your partner. There's no relationship in the world where everything is unicorns, glitter, rainbows, pooping cupcakes all the time.
And I think that's why conflict gets ugly, because people avoid it so much. When they get to it, it's timid energy.
Well, it's like a bomb. It's just like a big blow up.
Exactly. So they shy away from it. And then they get to it and they're like, oh no, I don't want to get to this conflict. Because maybe, you know, I think people are scared of losing their relationship because of conflict.
Any relationship that fails over an argument was never meant to be a relationship. Because you're going to argue. That's inevitable in any relationship. If, now, granted, maybe you are separating from each other, or their relationship is ending over an argument that happened over and over and over, a repetitive argument. And we kind of talked about that before a little bit in holding yourself accountable and things. If there's something that's happening repetitively, you kind of got to just narrow down to the nitty gritty of what that issue is. And we'll get into that a little more during the series of how you can actually address the conflict at hand. But to my point, all in all, if you are breaking up with somebody or you are divorcing somebody over an argument, that's outlandish. Like, that's insane. Like, okay, and I do understand that in arguments and in conflict, people say things that they don't mean.
Right.
They like to hit below the belt. Right. That's another thing that we brought up before about boundaries. If you were you caught that episode, that should be one thing that you never do. And we'll discuss that too, the difference between conflict and arguments, because yes, I don't think that every argument is conflict and that every conflict deserves an argument.
Yeah, for sure.
They're not hand in hand. They are not synonymous. They're completely different. So, shoot, while we're here, let's go into that, babe. What are your differences between arguing on and those type of disagreements versus conflict?
So, to me, an argument is we're both talking, but we're not coming to a resolve. It's like I'm trying to state my point without even hearing what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like while you're talking to me, I'm not even listening to what you're saying. I'm listening to respond, not listening to understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So while you're talking, I'm sitting here like, okay, I'm going to put that in my pocket because she said this. I'm going to rebuttal with this, or I'm going to rebuttal with that, instead of really truly understanding how you felt in that moment and putting myself in your shoes. That's a conflict. That's like, okay, she has an issue with something. Let me try to
understand. Well, conflict or an argument?
So if I'm listening to respond and not understand, mm-hmm, that's an argument.
Okay.
Because I'm yelling, I'm not even hearing what you have to say, I'm just thinking about what I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
A conflict is you bringing to me an issue that you had with anything. I'm truly listening and trying to understand where you're coming from, mm-hmm, so that way we can both be on the same page and we both can come to a resolve.
Okay. And for me, I agree with everything you said. I'm just gonna add a couple tidbits to it. The argument is the not trying to come to a resolve, to find better. An argument is just two people trying to get their point across, or two people that are just solely defending themselves, their honor, their nature, whatever. You're just both in defense mode and nothing good comes out of it. Those are nonsensical. They don't add to any value of a relationship. They happen often, and I'm not going to lie to you, Des, and I have had arguments, because sometimes when you are upset, you have heightened emotions, you have, you know, different experiences or triggers or whatever. You can't always come to things rationally and have a conversation that resolves a conflict. So it turns into an argument. So it happens, but it's very important to know, this is kind of an argument. Nothing's going to come from this. Let's shut this down. And then on the opposite end, the conflict is not only two people coming together to meet a resolve, to come to a resolution, but it's also at the root two people that have two different ideas of a topic or a situation. So it's like, I think that the best weather, this is very surface level, I think the best weather is fall because I'm a fall baby. And Darius thinks the best weather is summer because he's a summer baby. Now we're trying to resolve to say, come together and say, okay, well, for us in our relationship, what is the best season for us?
Right.
So we know we're both coming at it from a different angle, but we want to come together to find a common answer together. So that's a little tidbit of my differences there. So when we're talking about conflict, it's important that we are not just, like, people are assuming that we're talking about arguing, because arguing gets you nowhere. Arguing just makes you more angry. It makes matters worse. It's like iron on iron. It's just, arguing gets you nowhere, long story short. But having a true, real conflict that you each, having a true, real conflict that you each have a different viewpoint or a different thought of a situation, then you can come together because now you're learning why your partner thinks that way. You're learning why your partner feels that way. And then you can either empathize with them, you can come to an understanding with them, maybe you can look at something from a different viewpoint, and now you're coming together and you're going to be on the same page at the end of this, because you're going to have a resolve, you'll have a resolution that works and benefits for the both of you, and now you can, you have just been made stronger from going through what appeared to have been something negative.
And then just touching back on what you said about having an argument, you have to have that emotional maturity to stop and, you know, talk about it when you're vulnerable at it. But I think too, it's like, you gotta remember to go back to that conversation, because it's like, just because you had an argument doesn't mean that you sweep it under the rug and be like, all right, it's just what it is, we just gonna stop. And that's just what it's going to be. No, you stop and be like, all right, we're going to come back to this later. Because a lot of people, I think, sweep stuff under the rug and they keep walking over the same fucking pile of dirt. And they keep tripping. And that's why I think they keep having the same argument. It's because
they never found the source.
You never go back. You just be like, all right, forget it. Right. That's it. Boom. I'm shutting down. And then you're like.
Yeah. So argument can be driven from conflict. There could be an initial conflict, but that conflict turns into an argument. And that's normally the case. That's normally the case. But in one end, you can have conflict and not have an argument. So it is important that you circle back. And we'll talk again. We'll talk about that in another episode when we really get down to how to address conflict. But right now, we're just talking about why it's important. And it's important because you can use it to build your relationship. You can use it to strengthen your relationship. And speaking of strengthening it, I think of it like the example of a muscle. Anybody that works out or has gone to the gym or understands anything about the human body and how it grows and strengthens. In strength training, when you are working out, the pain comes from, like, I believe the muscles are kind of ripping apart. I don't know if the lactic acid rips it or rebuilds it, but nevertheless, I'm not right. My degree is a motherfucking accountant. It ain't a science, so don't be quoting me. But the muscle, it rips apart. It has to break itself down. And then in the recovery process, the muscle then begins to rebuild. So all of those rips are just going to add on extra muscle and make the muscle even stronger. So reviewing the conflict as those weights, as those deadlifts, as those squats, as those bench presses, because over time and as you're working through them, it's going to rip the muscle. It's going to be painful. It's going to appear to be negative because you're going to be sore as hell walking around like a robot. But in the end, as you're building, as you're working through that, as you're healing, all you are doing is making yourself bigger and better and stronger. So view conflict as the workout to your relationship. You have to go through it. You should go through it. It's going to be healthy for you. Working out is healthy. It's going to make you stronger. Working out makes you stronger. Now, every time you're in the gym, it's not a nice experience.
There you go.
You hate going, but when you're done, you enjoy those results.
And that's
it's the
like
consistency. Exactly. Push through that conflict. If you can push through that conflict and you can really see it for what it is, a betterment to your relationship, you'll be able to come out on the other side.
Because if you think about it, like when you're in your conflict, like you said, it's never all glitter and gold and roses and all the things. Sometimes it, you know, you have your conflict and you're like, you know what, before it gets into an argument, let's just rest here. And then you go through the awkward phase, at least, you know,
it'd be real awkward because it's like when we not on one accord, I feel every bit of it. Yeah. I mean, every bit. It doesn't even have to be anything real, like extreme. So if I said something or Derek said something, it kind of just pissed you off a little bit. I can tell from the shift in the body language, the shift in the tone of the voice, the shift in the eye contact, right. The shift in the walk. And now I'm unsettled because I can't be at peace if he is not. It's the connection is too strong. It's just like my whole day would be fucked up just because he fucked up. And I'm like, right. You need to fix what you got going on so that I can have a better day.
Right. But no, factual. But that's where the beauty comes from. And that's where like the strength of the tone muscle comes from. When you come back and you be like, damn, you know what? I was mad because some dumb shit. And then you talk about that and then you move on. Then it's blissful. Because
and you can feel like, better again together.
Yeah. Instead of just walking around this dark ass space and just be like, all right, I'm just going to keep looking at you, looking at me and not saying nothing, but we both know something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's a time and place for that. Of course, you read the body language, you read the room and all the things. You just don't do that. And then you see your partner still upset. You're like, let's just talk about it. No, that's not the right time. You got to know yourself and know your partner. Be like, all right, now that you've calmed down a little bit, the energy has died down. What's really the actual issue? That's where you build that muscle. If you let that rest a little bit, and you go back to working out. You don't work out, keep working out, and keep working out, and keep
because that's another thing too. I mean, to your point, if you're working out and you know you're overexerted and you're exhausted and you're tired, you're not going to keep lifting those heavy weights.
Exactly.
You're going to put that weight down. You may stop. You may decrease the weight. Like, but you're not going to keep going at that rate, because all it's going to do is burn you out, or it's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
You will literally physically hurt yourself. And to the point in a relationship, if you kept pushing when you knew that the conflict was ripping you apart so bad, you will break your relationship. You will injure your relationship. You will ruin yourself. So it's about knowing how far to push that breakage and how far to go into that conflict in order to get to the other side. So again, we're going to talk about that in our next segment, because the next segment of this series is entitled How to Address the Conflict, and we have a little acronym, SPIRIT, SPIRIT. You know we got it, can't take it away. It's spirit, and it's here to stay, okay? So we're going to be talking about that, so make sure you stay tuned. That's going to be a great one. Like, if you're still listening, great, continue. But if no one takes anything away from this conflict series, I want you to take away part two, the how to address conflict, because I don't think a lot of people have a rubric or a guideline or a blueprint to get through their conflict, and that's why they don't get through it. So let us help you work through that, and we will. But right now, let's talk a little bit more in regards to the importance of conflict, why so many people perceive conflict as bad, and why it is important to unlearn that and view it as something positive so that it can actually help benefit your relationship.
So people view conflict as bad is because they go off of what they see. And let's be real, the majority of African American homes, black homes, you don't see healthy conflict.
Mm-mm. No, you don't.
So less are there.
Mm-mm.
You're
healthy conflict.
Behavior. Mm-hmm. So like, you're legit like, well, this is how my mother and father or whoever I seen handle conflict, so that's how I'm gonna handle it. And not to mention that plus emotional regulation. You don't have control over your emotions.
Right.
So let's tie what you learned when you were younger or whatever the case may be. And then tying that into not having the emotional intelligence of yourself, that's equal to chaos. That's an argument. Because one, you're like, all right, I've seen this done, so I'm going to repeat the behavior. And I don't know how to control my emotions, so I'm just going to do whatever I want to do. I'm going to yell, I'm going to scream, I'm going to shut down, I'm going to do whatever I want to do to avoid the conflict or to have the conflict and get my point across.
Mm.
So the first thing is you got to unlearn, like you said, what you already seen as far as what you experienced when you
people have never seen healthy conflict. And if you could just sit back right now, who's ever listening, sit back and think about the first memory you have of conflict. Or sit and think about how others around you handled their conflicts or arguments. Or think about how people treated you when you addressed them with your conflict.
That's good.
Because a lot of people don't even want to go down the road of working through the conflict because they are scared to address the conflict. They don't want to address it. Maybe fear of retaliation, maybe fear of their own reaction. But it's important to bring it up, because I know you mentioned earlier something about sweeping it under the rug. If you don't address it, the molehill becomes a mountain.
For sure.
If you don't address it, the problem gets worse and worse. And it's a lot easier to address conflict in its early stages.
Yeah.
But that's hard for a lot of people to do because, one, they've never seen conflict being addressed in a healthy way, in an effective way. They never were received properly when they came to someone with conflict, when they came out and wanted to address a concern or a problem. Because 9 times out of 10, when you're coming to someone with your conflict, they are going to automatically get defensive. Because they're saying, and in a way, it's like you're saying, I have a problem with something, and 9 times out of 10, it's going to be something that person has done, did, said, what have you. So when you come up with a conflict, it's just like, nope, these people, they don't want to hear nothing you got to say. So we completely understand the negative connotation behind conflict and arguments, but not even arguments. I'm not going to say that because we want to discuss more so the conflict. But we want to talk about why it is so important to unlearn that and disassociate conflict with negativity, especially in your relationship. Now, it is, I'm not going to say outside of your relationship, you want to just address every piece of conflict. Like, this is going to be great. Like, if you got a conflict with a coworker or a conflict with a neighbor or a conflict with somebody else, like, that's completely different. We're talking just in the realm of your relationship for right now.
And like what you said too about that, like, because that goes into learned behavior. Even as you see, you're addressing different people or your whoever you're in a relationship with, and you see that the way that you're approaching them, they're attacking you. So then now you're being defensive. So now you go into your next relationship as, okay, well, I'm going to go and guard it, because every time I bring up a conflict and I'm on level one, this motherfucker on level 10. So that means I got to match that energy. So that also ties into unlearning. It doesn't have to be necessarily seen in your home, but it's also how people reacted to you.
Every day, you could cuddle the news or just see people outside. Conflict is always something bad. It always, like, goes, spirals down super-duper fast, and to the point of having the bravery to express your conflict to somebody else, you also have to be able to hear someone else's conflict and accept that without being defensive or without attacking them. Because especially in your relationship, if someone brings up a conflict to you, you should just say, okay, this is a way for me to learn. This is a way for me to see something from a different angle. This is a way for me to better myself and to better my relationship. When you automatically unlearn the old way and think about it this way, you're already starting off on a better note. You're starting off on a better foot, and you have to, as a human, know that all we do is consistently learn. All we do is consistently grow. And when your partner comes to you with something like that, they're not coming to you trying to bash or shame you. They're coming to you saying, look, babe, there's an area where we need to better. And let's better it together. And I'm coming to you upfront, honest, letting you know what the situation is before it becomes a severe issue. Because conflicts can become severe issues, but when you know how to work through them, when you see them as a positive, as a growing pain, because that's literally all it is, just a growing pain. It's going to be hard to get through. It may be a little painful to work your way through it, but once you do, you will grow.
And that takes time too, to sit there and when your partner is coming to you with an issue or something that, you know, may have rubbed in the wrong way, the first thing you want to do is just ground yourself and be like, okay, if I am the problem, it's not because I'm imperfect or I'm totally wrong. Because I think that was something that I used to struggle with. Like, when you were coming to me, the issue, the first thing was, you're not the problem, I'm the problem. And I would have the problem because I'm the problem, if that makes sense. I know that kind of sounds crazy, but, and I think that's just because I was just wanting to be, I don't want to say perfect, but I felt like I was letting you down, so that would make me angry. But again, that was my issue, you know what I'm saying? So all in all to say, that's going to take time for people to swallow that pill, to be like, all right, I'm an issue, okay, but how can we work through it?
I think a way to hope to swallow that pill is thinking not of conflict as an attack. When your spouse, your partner, whomever comes to you with the issue that they have, don't think of it as attack. You have to think of it as a tool. You have to think of it as an exercise. You have to think of it as an opportunity. When you look and you think of conflict as an opportunity versus thinking of it as an attack, you have so much more room to not only get through that together, but to get through that better together.
Yeah, and that's where that growth comes.
What you mean, the growth?
Growth for, like, the individual or just the relationship?
Both. Okay. Growth all in general. Yeah, all encompassing growth.
Because you can see, one, you're growing because you changed your perspective. And now you having that emotional regulation of your partner coming to you. And you're like, okay, what's going on? How can we fix it instead of, I'm the problem? This is bad. This is an issue. You're growing within yourself because you're changing that mindset.
So was there a turning point for you in knowing that you had to unlearn, or a light bulb that went off that said, you know what, I'm looking at this the wrong way, this is actually something that's good? Like, what helped to propel, or what was that pivoting point in your unlearning process?
To be totally honest, I went to therapy. Okay. And counseling, it made me realize that I was taking things personal.
Mm-hmm. You were on the defense with the guard up.
Already, like, off bucks. Before you even say what you had to say, it was just like, I'm not sure if that's what's going on. So, all right, I'm going to just go ahead and defend myself. But that was dumb. I shouldn't have.
Well, I'm not going to say it was dumb because, as you saw when you went into therapy, there were reasonings you had that. And I don't want to divulge your personal information, but it's kind of just like going back to really sit, if you're listening to this right now, think about how you felt when someone addressed you with conflict. Think about how you felt when you tried to admit the conflict that you had within you to someone else.
Right.
Think about how conflict ended or arguments ended for you in the past, because all of that is right now facilitating how you're handling conflict in your relationship.
Exactly. Like, prime example, like, I found out in counseling that in me taking things personal, it really wasn't stemming from me. It was just stemming from my experiences where I was before I got married. But yeah, so you'll find that out too, that once you sit down and I'm not saying everybody, but once you sit with it,
you will go take your ass to counseling separately as a couple, but
seriously,
sit on the couch.
Once you sit with it and realize that you're dealing with traumas that's not even yours.
There's literally a book, I believe it's called It Did Not Start With You, plug here, I don't know. But it ain't you, boo. Half of the stuff we carrying ain't our own.
Exactly. And that goes back to learned behavior. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're learning this from whoever you're living with, or whatever the case may be. Like, half our problems and traumatic experiences and our attitudes and you ain't there. Sit with what's the root?
Right.
And pick off the leaf, pick out from the ground.
And I also want to say, like, just because you haven't seen something doesn't mean it's not possible.
Mm.
Just because you haven't seen healthy conflict doesn't mean, just because you haven't seen conflict be worked through in a productive manner doesn't mean you can't do it. So in our next series, we're going to walk through as best we can and teach you how we address conflict, because you can do it. Everybody can better themselves through conflict. Everybody can view conflict as an opportunity and not an attack.
And that's the thing, people using that as an excuse. I haven't seen it done, so I don't know what it looks like. That don't mean, like, better, I mean, yourself.
I mean, if that was the case, if you never seen it, that means it was impossible. There would be nothing new under the sun.
I never seen it.
Well, technically, it ain't nothing new under the sun. But you scratch that, reverse it. You know what I mean? That would mean that no one can come up with anything new, anything innovative. There would be no innovation if there wasn't people doing things that they have never seen happen before. Innovate your relationship. You want to know how you innovate your relationship? By growing through conflict.
But you got to own
it. Not going through conflict, growing through conflict. That needs to be the name of the series.
Growing through conflict.
Just so you know, we just figured that out as we're recording this. Growing through conflict. We're no longer going to just be going through conflict. We're going to be growing through conflict. Because your relationship can grow through conflict.
Your relationship, your spouse, yourself.
You.
It's a whole ordeal. But you got to be willing to put in work.
Conflict is nothing but a challenge. If you were at work, if you were doing a project, if you were trying something new, when you don't know what something is, it's a challenge. I have a challenge.
I feel like it all starts though. Backyard interruptions.
Yes.
It all starts
with
how you view conflict. Because if you're going into this relationship as, okay, I'm used to conflict being this way, you already start knowing.
Or if you're in this relationship, like.
Right. So you gotta change your whole perspective of how you view conflict. And there's a difference between a conflict and an argument. Like we said before, like arguing, you're just talking. You're not coming to a resolve. It's just there. Emotions are there. Emotions are high. Energy is high. There's no resolve. You're talking.
Yeah.
Conflict is, we have an issue. let's come to a resolve together.
And it is important. So, I mean, in order to grow, the quickest way to grow, the best way to grow, the most efficient way to grow is to go through conflict, is to grow through conflict, okay? And it all starts with one, unlearning the negative connotations and the negativity behind having some type of conflict. Because conflict is not necessarily bad. It's not bad at all when you actually use it the way it's intended to be used, in my opinion. Okay? So unlearning that is so important, and understanding that conflict, just like the muscle, you have to break down to build up. You have to go through the heart and the growing pains. You have to, you know, come down to the nitty gritty and find the roots and break the conflict apart, so that in the end you can come, you can grow, you can heal, and you can end up come in the end of it stronger. To Jerris's point earlier, you have to understand that arguing is not conflict. So arguing, we do say it's bad. We don't want to argue. We don't want to argue. We want to address our conflict. So yes, conflicts can turn into arguments, but that's when you know you're going down a slippery slope fast, you're in the wrong direction. So you need to kind of just re-navigate yourself back to a place where you are positively and coming together to grow through your conflict. So, and conflict doesn't have to be arguments. However, conflict can lead to arguments. So let's put that out there. And lastly, understanding that conflict is a tool. It's a tool that you can use to learn more about yourself, to learn more about your partner, to learn more about your union, to grow, to get better. All in all, like, we just want you to walk away from this episode knowing that conflict is important. It's important to you, it's important to your relationship, and it should not be avoided. It should not be avoided. You can't avoid, right? You can't avoid it. The harder you try to avoid it, the worse the conflict will become. So don't avoid it. You just have to dive into it head first, attack the situation for what it is, understand that something needs to be done, because something needs to be done. You have to fix it at the root. Like Derek said, we're not picking leaves. We get into the roots, okay? And using it to just better yourself and better your relationship. Conflict is important. I hope you guys are understanding that, because I'm so excited to get into these last two episodes, or the last two parts of this series. If you think this first episode of growing through conflict was something, and the episode after that. So for a reminder, the next episode is how to address conflict. And we're doing that with our nice little spirit mnemonic. I ain't gonna give a little too much away, but that's going to be great. And then the last one, part three of this series, is going to be how to make conflict work for you. So we're going to be talking about how it helped us, how it benefited us, how you can use the tools that we explained in part two to allow it to benefit you, to allow it to help you grow, how to help your relationship grow. But don't shy away from conflict. It's important. It's inevitable. It is necessary for your growth. It's like the rain. People don't like rainy days, okay? Don't nobody want to plan a picnic on a rainy day. But without the rain, there would be no grass on the ground for you to have your picnic. There would be no leaves on the trees for you to get some shade from the harsh sun. Like, you need these things. It's the yin to yang. It's the evolution. For every happy night you had, for every date night that went swimmingly well, there's an opposite side to that coin, and that's the conflict. And it has to happen. So how about make it beneficial to you in your relationship? That's all I got to say.
Nothing more to say. That's what it is. Embrace the conflict, learn from it, your partner, learn your triggers, all the things. And love each other through it.
Love each other through it. You gotta love each other through it all. And the best way to grow through this is the communication. And that's going to come heavy in this part too, but it's the communication. And that's why we're here to have this podcast. We want everyone listening to this, you, your spouse, your significant other, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your whoever, to talk more, just communicate more, and not nonsensical chatter about things that are important, about the things that matter. Look at things in a different way and talk to each other just a little bit more than you did yesterday. So that's all we have today on part one of the Growing Through Conflict series. I hope to catch you next week when we discuss part two. And I hope there was something that we said today that you could take away, that you can just view something a little bit differently. And at the end of the day, spark the conversation. And at the end of the day, understand that conflict is important. And you should not avoid it, but you should grow through it. See you next time.